Hello, today the church celebrates the memorial of St. Andrew Kim Taegon, St. Paul Chong Hasang, martyrs, and their companions, also martyrs. And our gospel reading comes to us from Luke chapter 9, verses 23 to 26. Jesus said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself? Whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of when he comes in his glory and in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today's memorial of Saints Andrew Kim Taegon, Paul Chong Hasang, and their companions commemorates 103 courageous Korean Christian martyrs canonized in 1984 by Pope John Paul II. Among them were Andrew, a 25-year-old priest, Paul, a 44-year-old seminarian about to be ordained, young adult sisters Columba and Agnes Kim, and Peter Ryau, a 13-year-old boy. In all, about 10,000 Korean Catholics were martyred before Korea allowed religious freedom. Today in Korea, there are just about 6 million Catholics, and that number is growing. In 1592, during Japan's invasion, a few Koreans were baptized. Soon, Korea stopped relations with other nations. Toward the end of the 18th century, some Confucian scholars read books on Christ brought from China, and they converted to Christianity. A few years later, a Chinese priest secretly traveled to Korea and discovered that there were 4,000 Catholics there, and they had never seen a priest. Between 1839 and 1867, there were violent persecutions, with the martyrdom of at least 3 bishops and 7 priests. Andrew Kim Taegon was the first native Korean priest. His parents had converted to Christianity, and his father, a farmer, was martyred as well. Andrew was baptized when he was 15 years old. He studied at the seminary in Macau, China, and 6 years later, back in Korea, he began secretly bringing missionaries into the country. But very soon after that, he was arrested, tortured, and beheaded. In a letter to his fellow Christians, Andrew wrote, "We have received baptism, entrance into the church, and the honor of being called Christians. Yet, what good will this do us if we are Christians in name only and not in fact?" By their example and intercession, may the martyrs guide us through the challenges we encounter in the living out of our faith.